Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Imagine, if you will, a trip into the mind of Chris Domino.
Feeling stupid? I know I am.
It's time to go beyond the goatee. Presented by Arrow Waste. For affordable residential or commercial dumpster rentals, visit arrowwaste.com.
Every once in a while we say, hey, what would the Vegas boards or the Harris Cherokee boards right up the road tell me about this bet if I wanted to make this bet? Here's one that, unfortunately, I think I would have won. Michael Block. Very hot commodity. Guess what he failed to do? Qualify for the U.S. Open. I had said, I don't think he's going to play in the U.S. Open. He's got to go qualify for this. He didn't. It's really hard to enjoy the fruits of being the toast of the town. And look, he was close. It's not like he pegged his way around. He shot a 5-under. You know, 135 over 2 days, but he didn't make it. That would have been an easy bet in regards, because it's hard to be, huzzah, so, go do the tour and look at me. It's hard to get it back, I think, when you need to.
To a certain extent now, he's going to be the talk of the golf world, especially at his local course. But after a while,
we'll see.
Is he going to tire of telling the Rory McIlroy hole-in-one story?
Well, you're asking
Will it be like the Dennis Quaid movie, Everybody's All-American?
Yeah.
Tell us that story. Goes to, I go blank yourself.
I hope not. I hope he is going to be a really successful golfer at whatever it is, whatever level he wants to play at. I'm just telling you, he shot well, but my money would have been on he's not going to qualify. There's a lot of headiness that comes with doing what he did. All right, a couple of quick things. Don't do this. There's talk that they're going to remake the movie The Bodyguard. Now, they're not going to do it with, obviously, Whitney Houston.
Speaking of running out of ideas.
They're not going to do it with Kevin Costner.
Right. Especially not Whitney.
But the story could be, and this is what supposedly the guy who wrote it, I don't know if you, look, oh, I could say I wrote a sequel to The Bodyguard or a reboot of it. Who cares? This guy is supposedly an actor who's up for a Tony. It doesn't matter who it is. But he says, no, I want to do it a little bit different. Ding, 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 di-da-ding, ding. No. Ding, 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 di-da-ding, ding. He says, oh, the Whitney Houston character was already a star. In my reboot, it's an unknown who all of a sudden has to work with fame right out of the gate.
Who cares?
That's what I said. You take your idea.
It is amazing, though. You look at some of these movies and you wonder, how did something like this get financed?
Did you hear what happened in Nevada with the legislative group who has to vote on whether they're going to give that bum owner of the A's money? You know what they left with? Yeah, we're not going to do that right now. Flux was the word that I read in the article. It puts the whole Vegas A's thing in flux. Do you think? Another one I could have saw coming. They've read this guy's background and they go, we're going to hand $400 million to this guy? We're not, at least for now. We'll find out. You tell your story, Walken. Again, Manfred should say,
you said it.
Sell the team.
I'll give you credit.
Oh,
you said
it. Oh, yeah, there's a chance.
I'll believe this happens with this ownership when it happens.
Sell the team and we can maybe make it happen.
Yeah.
All right.
When you're right, Domino.
If I was going to ask you how, in today's day and age, you were going to rob a cell phone store. You're going to do it at night, obviously, when it's closed, but you're going to rob a cell phone store. Let me give you how it's going to start out, and then give me your what you would do.
Okay, I'm thinking. All right, broken window.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Did you circumvent the alarm system already? I hope you did that before breaking the window.
See, here's the thing.
A lot of windows you're breaking. There probably way too many.
I got a lot of things that I got to get to. There's a lot of phones.
You've got some rage issues, it sounds like.
He's grabbing phones. This is a true story. The guy's grabbing phones and doing everything. Ask me what he's wearing on his head to conceal his identity because he knows there are cameras.
He's wearing a box on
his head. He's wearing a box
on
his head. Yeah.
I heard Brandon talking about it this morning during the locker room.
So guess what happened to him?
Not a ski mask, not pantyhose, a box.
Guess what he forgot to do? Cut holes in a box. So guess what he did on camera?
Took off the box.
He lifted the box so he could see what he was stealing. Then they said, wait. And then they found him at a liquor store drinking with some buddies. Arrested.
A big bag of phones with him.
You didn't think of cutting holes in the box if the box was the best you could do? Ski mask, what, too passe for you? Where you could actually see what you're robbing? He lifted up the box, and there was the clearest of clear shots of who this person is. Breaking glass, stealing phones. How much did you not think this through at that point that you put a box?
Well, I mean,
by the way, it looks like a FedEx box.
Right.
That, you know, you must have found and said, oh, this will do.
Think about it, though. I mean, how bright can you be? You went down the road to the liquor store and got drunk. You didn't go to a bar. You went to a liquor store.
Well, you had to tell everybody about what it is you just did.
I put that box on my head and just started smashing and grabbing.
I've got a new rule. If you want to go to a national park and decide that you're going to play with the animals, here's what's going to happen. This is actual audio. Listen to this. These are all the people that are going to zoos and parks who just want to play with the animals. Oh, it's so cute. I want to touch it. Okay, new rule. You get caught doing this, here's what happens. You will spend two nights in that park with nothing on you except you're wrapped in meat. You're wrapped in meat for two nights. You have meat tied around you.
When Lady Gaga went to that award ceremony with the meat suit on,
you're a chum.
You're a meat suit.
You're a chum. And you spend two nights. Now, if you make it, good. If you don't, can't help you. Did you see the newest one in Yellowstone? There's a woman who decided, oh, look at that bison. Okay, you know what the bison said? Don't touch me. I don't know how many times. There were enough of these videos out.
People feeding bears, interacting with the bears.
I'll give you one.
Well, again, I don't feel bad.
How about the guy that brought his girlfriend back on a date to where he got mauled? Survived, obviously. Guess what happened to her?
She got mauled?
She got mauled. Same place, same park.
Why would he bring her back?
He had a story to tell. Oh, look, and this is where I escaped, and then I
think you could just tell the story.
You have to wear a meat suit for 2 days by yourself in the park.
I still like your zoo idea. Once a week, the animals are released. For a 30-minute period.
And you never know when it's going to happen.
Right.
Attendance would, because people are so stupid, you'll set attendance records at every zoo.
Everybody's going to think they're in Pamplona running with the bulls.
Here's the headline. What is 500 speakers, 87 trucks, and two nights of no repeats? Do you know who that is?
No.
That's Metallica's M72 tour. They are trying to get your money twice in a city. They're offering, we will not play one song in back-to-back nights. They're doing a no repeats tour. 500 speakers, 87 trucks.
No offense.
Seems excessive.
I mean, I am not a deep dyed in the wool Metallica fan, although I appreciate their music. So I want to hear the hits. And I want to hear songs that I know.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, but man, we're doing no repeats.
Yeah, but I want to hear Master of Puppets.
How do you need 87 trucks to do anything? I'm serious. What? That can't be right. I'm reading the headline. It says 87 trucks. There's nothing that takes 87 trucks. Nothing. There's nothing. You can tell me you're going to build a building. How many trucks do you think for supplies? Not 87.
Laura's here. What we're going to do is we're going to build a stage on top of a stage on top of a stage on top of a stage.
I agree with Nick. If I went to night one and they were saving Enter Sandman for night two, right, I would be pissed.
Well,
any artist, I paid money. I want to hear the songs that I want to hear.
I think this is, hey, man, our catalog is so big and great that our fans, we're doing a no repeat.
I mean, listen, there's going to be, like I said, huge Metallica fans that will enjoy this.
Yeah.
That's not for me.
Seems a little excessive, all of it. 500 speakers, 87 trucks, no repeat nights. I get it. You guys are big.
I want to hear Don't Tread on Me. I mean, is that asking too much?
I don't think it is.
Soviet, threaten no more.
I'm going to screw this up now because I've been told don't change up on anything. I'm not asking for you to change the order. Do you have like the original Superman music theme, the one that you like, Christopher Reeve?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's happening now? And if you can get it, great. If not, don't screw it up. It doesn't matter. I'm not asking.
The magnificent Christopher Reeve.
Right, the magnificent Christopher Reeve. More like Adonis than Adonis himself, according to you. Do you know that the thing that I don't understand at all? NFTs. So they're releasing this movie in an NFT. You could spend $30 or you could spend $100, but hold on.
What do you get?
So you get to watch it on this special channel, but here's the thing. You get bonuses. Oh, I'm going to put Superman in Smallville, and you play around and it goes to Smallville.
So it's like artificial intelligence to a certain extent?
I don't know what it is. I think it's a money grab for a movie that's like 60 years old. But here's the thing. You can then resell it. They think the value could go up. But they have a $30 package and a $100 package, and you get different things.
You can fly.
I don't know what's...
$50.
I have this here. This is what it says. Warner Brothers to sell 1978 Superman NFT movie bundles priced at $30 to $100. They did this with Lord of the Rings. I don't understand any of it. Like, if you get on the special website, You can go, wait, let's go back to Smallville.
I mean,
and you go to Smallville.
If they're charging this kind of money, someone obviously must be willing to pay for it.
I believe that with Lord of the Rings. Are there Superman fans that are willing to do this too? Obviously. It's the second time they're doing this. I watched the preview. It was a minute 50. I didn't understand any of it. I watched it twice. I didn't understand what I get.
I will be Jarrell, Marlon Brando.
He didn't show up because maybe the estate isn't getting paid extra money. I don't know, man. There were things going on. I was like, what is this? It looked like a bad video game. Like, who cares?
Speaking of bad, how bizarre did it look, Marlon Brando, about 340 pounds with that white turtleneck on and that white hair, that wig on?
Check cashed.
Yeah, it did.
Do you know what's coming to an end in 2024? This might be my favorite song this guy did, especially the live version. Tremendous song. The live version of this.
Is this it for Billy Joel?
It still kicks. He's doing 2024, the Madison Square Garden thing. He's done 150 nights. He's finishing that up. His people told him, man, we could keep selling this out. He's like, yeah, you know what? After a while, when you've done it, you've done it. 150 plus nights. How much money do you think he made for himself by playing Madison Square Garden, sold out every time?
$100 million.
I'm going to go with Bob Iback, $150 million.
Yeah, do you think it was a million a night?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be shocked if we find out that this guy made over $100 million. That might be the closest Bob Iback's ever been to anything.
Speaking of Billy Joel, I sent you an artificial intelligence version of, I believe it's My Life.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney is singing lead. John Lennon's backing up McCartney. Yeah.
He's not really, Nick.
But, I mean, it's bizarre
what
they can do now.
Do you understand how many people are going to get in trouble? See Buck Ballou, what he said about Hudson Mason or didn't say about Hudson Mason. All these things
Buck
are going
to
get
qualified that he's a fan of Hudson Mason.
Well, I don't believe him there.
He's trying too hard.
Yeah, he's trying too hard.
Hudson Mason.
Didn't he say that he'd rather get kicked in his bean sack?
I mean, that's what artificial intelligence Buck said.
Are we sure? Are we sure?
Or was it AI
If
Buck?
Given the choice between voting for Hudson or getting kicked in the bean bag, I'd let Young Wei Koo kick my jewels 50 yards through the uprights.
I mean, it sounds like Buck to me. I don't know. I mean, it's to the untrained ear, it sounds like Buck.
You know what it's almost like? It's almost like the guy wore a box on his head. Somebody's going to screw this up and get us all in trouble.
Yep.
Because we don't know where to stop. At this station especially, we don't know where a line is. We're line steppers, as they like to say.
We got to cross that line. We just can't help ourselves.
I think Billy Joel might end up making $100 million by doing his Madison Square Garden thing. He is going to walk away. I respect that. Now, I respect it after he made the money, but I do say, why do it? You've done it enough times. All right, two more things. This is the story that nobody knows about, but I'm telling you, this is going to be page one. Page eight right now, but it's going to be page one. Do you know what's happening in this world of aliens? Okay, if I told you there was a guy... This is his credentials. Decorated former combat officer in Afghanistan, a veteran of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and the National Reconnaissance Office, served as a reconnaissance officer representing to unidentified aerial phenomenon task force, a real task force by the government, for 2 years. He's now whistleblowing. Here's the point. He says he knows for a fact, and he's getting corroboration about who he is from big name people, like big agencies. He says the United States government has a full ship and we have other things. Now, this isn't a crackpot, like not according to the credentials. Maybe he got hit in the head.
Some farmer in Iowa saying, I know what I saw, man.
I'm reading this and I'm only five pages into an eight page piece. It's page eight still. But I'm telling you, when you read the people or the people who are saying he's no crackpot,
so they have a full alien ship storage.
Here's what he's saying. We have more non-human things than anybody knows. Here's his problem. He says Congress doesn't know about it because the people that he's worked for didn't want to tell Congress. Right. He's whistleblowing saying Congress needs to be in on this. Now, whether it's metals that we might be able to do semiconductors and all this other stuff, he says there's an intact vehicle. Now, again, this isn't you.
So a ship, an
intact
vehicle.
This isn't me. And other things that are non-human made.
Yeah, they made a movie. They made a movie about this.
Huh?
Yeah, with Will Smith.
I believe he's been referring to Independence Day when they assure the president there's no such thing as Area 51.
Gotcha.
We've never obtained any craft. And then he said, well, that's not entirely true, Mr. President.
This gentleman, David Grush. Now, whether he's a hero, whether he's a traitor, I don't care. He is standing there leaning on a box of all his medals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't a crackpot.
Right.
This is a guy who's done his time. This is a serviceman.
Military man.
Yes, sir. It's 8 pages. I'm 5 pages in. I don't even know if I want to read the next 3 pages.
The aliens walk among us. In fact, one of them is the commissioner of the NBA.
Secretary of Defense, Director of National Intelligence. All of these people are named in this thing. I'm telling you. You people are going to wake up in a not-too-distant future, and you're going to start to read this, and you're going to go, what? We're here to inform on our stupid AM station.
Do you think they
start building your bomb shelter.
What's the word I'm looking for? Okay. Transform into human form, the aliens, once they come down
Kree.
Here?
Yeah, they're called Kree. You not know what they are? They're the Kree. You not know what that is?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, they could take on the form of Samuel L. Jackson and other people.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to put on special glasses to know who the aliens are?
You think it's just a movie, don't you? It's not. This will be page one.
Dan Matthews
sooner.
Might be an alien. The more I think about it.
What would give that away? Give me the one trait that you think might give it away. Don't do that. I got to work with Dan. At some point, he's going to ask me why that happened.
I think every once in a while, the wires get crossed, and then you get the non sequiturs. To me, that's the giveaway.
Oh, so you think it's sort of like, did you ever see the movie Tomorrowland? Who's it? Key and Peele? Who's the taller guy? Not the guy who's making the good movies. The other guy.
Michael Keegan Key? Or no?
Yes, it is Key.
Is that right?
Yeah. The other guy's making them movies, the horror-y movies.
Right.
This guy was in Schmigadoon, which is a funny show. Nobody's watching it, I don't think. So Key is in this movie Tomorrowland, and he's passing himself off as a real human. And next thing you know, he starts to short.
Right.
And then the girl in the movie goes, well, this isn't good.
So like Max Headroom.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
You just short out a little bit. All right.
When he shorts out, he says things that come out of nowhere.
In 5 days, 10 days, 48 days.
I got to paint my house. What?
When 48 days from now you read this as page one, remember you heard it here first.
Got you.
All right. And now it's time. I will unveil the definitive 1980s movie. And everybody is truly fighting for
DeMino
second.
Answering the Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter question of the day.
And it took a little something out of me. I'm sort of like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
It took it out of me to actually answer this question.
Who are you then?
Just a fly in the ointment, Hans. The monkey in the wrench. The pain in the ass.
Welcome to the party, pal!
Hard to go against Die Hard.
Attention, whoever you are, this channel is reserved for emergency calls only.
There you go, I sound like I'm ordering a pizza!
It had everything.
Yeah. Including Paul Gleason.
Yeah.
In the Breakfast Club.
Alan Rickman, nobody knew who he was in this country. You go, oh my God, I think he might actually be a bad guy. Phenomenal. You get a Christmas movie that does all these things, including blowing up buildings.
What do you think Gleason made over the years?
Don't know.
That guy in that movie.
Good question.
The vice principal in the Breakfast Club.
Good question.
He was in Trading Places. He was Beaks. He's on the payphone. Excuse me, sir, can I use the phone? Hold on a second. Blank off.
He was one
Johnny
of
Johnny B. Good.
Yeah, God, he was in everything. I think it's hard to beat that movie. Now, again, you can go with sort of these rom-coms, and you can go with maybe these John Hughes movies. Isn't Die Hard all about excess? Yeah. It's got cocaine. It's got money.
Violence,
it's got power.
Comedy.
Blowing up things.
What about The Last Boy Scout? Was that the 80s or the 90s? That might have been the early 90s.
I'm one of the three people who like that movie.
I love that movie.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, so that's 91. No, I love that movie.
When I mention that movie, people go either what or go, oh, my God.
Come over here and sit on Uncle Shelley's lap.
Tremendous movie. But 1991, it's out. Die Hard is the epitome of what an 80s movie is. It's excess on the screen.
Yep.
It's excess with the people who are in the movie.
I hear you, man.
There's a hero. A whole lot of things going on. The man takes lipstick and writes on a guy's sweatshirt. By the way, wasn't that his brother?
Mm-hmm.
Now I got a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
How about when the guy comes in, Bobby?
How about when he tells him, you won't kill me, you're a cop. Oh, yeah. There are rules, he tells him. I got no problem killing you.
The movie does have everything, so you can make a case for that one being the definitive 80s movie.
Do you have one? Hard.
For me, it's tough to go against The Karate Kid, the first Karate Kid.
All right. It's not the right answer.
I
mean, a sure answer.
I'm just I'm a big fan.
Did anything blow up in The Karate Kid?
No.
Do we have terrorists?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. I think I win. Now, you had Miyagi.
Right.
I'll give you that.
I mean, Pat Morita's performance alone.
Yeah. Wasn't that the name of the building in Die Hard?
Miyagi building?
No, it was Nakahoma Plaza.
The guy's dreams of running a successful dojo blew up because after that, it shut down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kreese, who ultimately got his revenge, or did he?
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.